This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. Hello. How nice to see you again in this reference of the idea that you can train your mind in a systematic way to come to know who you are. A Course in Miracles is giving you a new direction of the idea of who you thought you were in that body form, and it's not true. And thousands, becoming millions now, have discovered in their own minds and hearts the certainty of a manner in which they have found a new way to communicate. The idea that I'm offering you from the certainty of my mind, all right, is the certainty of your mind as we see together the idea of a single thought, all right? The idea of a single thought or word to represent us in its entirety is the manner in which we escape from space-time. Will you share that with me? I'll use John in the New Testament through my Savior Jesus. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was in God, and the Word was God." What we are offering each other within this momentary respite of all of the aggregations of our space-time identities are instances of a meditative technique where we can undo the forms of the variant ideas of word assemblage that hold us in the symbolization of our falsity. I hope that could be understood a little bit by you, because the aggregation of your conceptual thoughts cannot not be denying you a single perfect word. That word will be your Christhood because you will be completely undone by it. So this lesson says that it's possible using this technique of prayer to understand and experience your own perfection. Let's go back just for a minute and look a little bit at this, at the last lesson, 182, that says, "At this instant, I can depart this world by using the Christ that is now emerging in my own mind." Listen. When you are still an instant, when the world recedes from you, when valueless ideas cease to have value in your restless mind, then will you hear his voice. So poignantly he calls to you that you will not resist him longer. In that instant, he will take you to his home, and you will stay with him in perfect stillness, silent and at peace, beyond all words, untouched by fear and doubt, sublimely certain that you are at home. Rest with him frequently today, for he was willing to become a little child that you might learn of him how strong is he who comes without defenses, offering only love's message to those who think he is their enemy. He holds the might of heaven in his hand and calls them friend and gives his strength to them that they may see he would be friend to them. He asks that they protect him, for his home is far away and he will not return to it alone. Listen, Christ is reborn as but a little child each time a wanderer would leave his home, for he must learn that what he would protect is but this child who comes defenseless and who is protected by defenselessness. Go home with him from time to time today. You are as much an alien here as is he. Take time today to lay aside your shield, which profits nothing, and lay down the spear and sword you raised against an enemy without existence. Christ has called you friend and brother. He has even come to ask your help in letting him go home today, completed and completely. He has come as does a little child who must beseech his father for protection and for love. He rules the universe, and yet he asks unceasingly that you return with him and take illusions as your gods no more. You have not lost your innocence. It is for this you yearn. This is your heart's desire. This is the voice you hear, and this the call which cannot be denied. The Holy Child remains with you. His home is yours. Today he gives you his defenselessness, and you accept it in exchange for all the toys of battle that you have made. Listen, and now the way is open, and the journey has an end in sight at last. Be still an instant and go home with him, and be at peace just for a little while. So here we are together, sharing the idea that it's possible for you as a human being, preoccupied with all the things that are going on in your occupation of body, your need to exist, your need to work, your need to seek for happiness and find it with other bodies, all an indication of a continuing search. It has been going on in your conceptual mind for what? Say love. What has been going on in your conceptual mind was a search for love. And all of us who have been in conceptual identities have shared an idea of love. But all of our ideas about love have also been ideas about our conceptual selves within this body. If that is true, it would be inevitable that we would, and we use the term eventually, advisedly, that we would, within our contemporary body associations, suffer loss and lose the things that we love. Is this so? The offering that I am giving you now, within your own conceptual self, is my certainty that all of the occupations going on within this apparent objective association are only where? say to me, in my mind, say that to me. Yeah. The world you see is a projection of your need to identify yourself conceptually as a body. I'm within your mind now, offering you the power of your mind to change your mind about who you are. But obviously, even at the speed of light, it cannot be done before this or after this, very simply because now is the only time there is. And now is the time when that single word reestablished your communication with life, with eternity, beyond the parameters of your conceptual self. Now, we're teaching this as the emergence of you as a species to the certainty of an evolutionary process, a metamorphosis of your mind to what sometimes has been termed a homo illumina. Homo sapien is the idea of alternatives contained with the establishment and invention of space-time. Homo illumina, which must occur within your conceptual self, is a realization of yourself as an entirety, both in space-time and in the transition to the eternity of what you are. And that's what's occurred with us now as we recognize this. So here we are then, sharing that idea of body form. And I am speaking to you as what appears to be a projection of your own mind, offering you from the certainty of your mind, by your instructions, that there's a manner through prayer where a direct communication with God can be made. Because the idea of a single mind, or the power of an eternally creating mind, is within you and in fact is what you are. Shall we share this together, Socratically? Okay. You are an idea of God. Okay. You are the ideas that God has in his entirety. You are a continuing extension of the love and eternal life that is what all of life is. So let's read together this lesson now that says that that word, that experience, is all that you've ever really been searching for. Listen. God's name is holy, but no holier than yours. To call upon his name is but to call upon your own. Listen, a father gives his son his name and thus identifies the son with him. His brothers share his name and thus are they united in a bond to which they turn for their identity. Your father's name reminds you who you are even within a world that does not know, even though you have not remembered it. God's name cannot be heard without response, nor said without an echo in the mind that calls you to remember. Say his name, and you invite the angels to surround the ground on which you stand and sing to you as they spread out their wings to keep you safe and shelter you from every worldly thought that would intrude upon your holiness. Repeat God's name and all the world responds by laying down illusions. Every dream the world holds dear has suddenly gone by, and where it seemed to stand, you find a star, a miracle of grace. The sick arise, healed of their sickly thoughts. The blind can see, the deaf can hear. The sorrowful cast off their mourning, and the tears of pain are dried, as happy laughter comes to bless the world. Repeat the name of God, and little names have lost their meaning. No temptation but becomes a nameless and unwanted thing before God's name. Repeat his name, and see how easily you will forget the names of all the gods you valued. They have lost the name of God you gave them. They become anonymous and valueless to you, although before you let the name of God replace their little names, you stood before them worshipfully naming them as God. I'm going to come back just for a moment to offer you my certainty that your idolization of conceptual self, your need to have a multiplicity of form ideas about yourself, are why you're here. Within the religious vernacular, that's called idols. Your dependency on idols should be aware to you. You literally can no longer get along within your conceptual selves about all the things that you have constructed in order to justify the multiplicity of your need to express yourself within your concepts. In a particular sense, everything that you name becomes God to you. Can you hear that? I looked at the network by which you now identify yourself that you could literally no longer get along without. I look at all the things you value within your own mind that have become dependencies within the image making that you cannot get along without. I also look at all the things that you have not wanted within your conceptual self that have been rejected by your mind that remain idolizations of fear within the context of your concepts. So outside of yourself, you divide yourself up, and one moment something is totally necessary to you, and the next moment you have no use for it at all. And you wonder why you're in chaotic re-identity with yourself. You cannot not be, because you hold these images together in your need to define yourself. Okay, the idea that you would have to retain a form of idolization in order to justify death, okay, or why you are here. Let's look at it together just for a moment. Idolization, the idea of your need within your conceptual form to seek a need to exist within an arrangement of what appears to be objective reality, is unique to the human condition. In fact, it's what a human condition is. Your demand for exchange based on the value of the retention of your existent self in a mode of attack and defense causes you to idolize both your defenses and your attack needs. Can you hear this with me? You need an enemy that you can give power to in order to limit your own power. Do you see it? Can you look at this with me? This is the idolization of the conceptual mind under which you operate. In your religious vernacular, it's called pantheism. All men worship idols in relationship with the gratification that they receive. That's why in many religions there are a multitude of gods based on the gratification received in the exchange. You look at me, none of them are real. There's one mind and that we share with God. There is one totality of reality that you cannot not be. All of the idolization of your need to justify your temporal identity will fade now, beginning in this meditation of an alternative of direct communication without the need to utilize the forms of your idols that you previously depended to offer you solutions. This is the teaching of my Savior, and my illumination of mind was brought about by my recognition of the possibility of a direct communication with God, not based on my conceptual form establishment, but on the certainty that my Christ mind has, will, and will always be represented by a single mind that recognized me in a complete alternative in this space and time. The Christian community, excitingly, and we were at this World Peace Conference of a Millennium of Peace of the United Nations, representing this teaching of forgiveness and love from our Savior Jesus. And we were recognized by the purity of our determination that our salvation was not an establishment of any kind, but instead the realization of the emergence of our individual Christhood that showed us this alternative. This, the entire teachings of my Savior, who represents us in our entirety, in the emergence, in the evolution, in the revolution, in what we would call a complete reversal of the form that held us in pain and death as we rise up from this tomb of the need to represent pain and death in the certainty that He is risen, and that the reconstruction continually of our body form through the grace of the power of God in this moment of prayer, in this single recognition of a form of communication that transcended our need to identify ourselves in time, is now available to us. This lesson in this Course in Miracles is one of what? A prayer lesson that if we will take the time to acknowledge these instances of communication, they will always be with us. Ideas leave not their source. Every idea you have had about a single form of God separated by other forms can be brought to the entirety of your whole mind if you will let it. In that sense, any symbol that's out there actually represents the entirety of what you are. This cannot not be so because we share the single power of a whole creative mind. Let's listen just for a little more now to the prayers that are being offered you in this moment of respite from the occupation you have of body form. Listen. Now together, repeat the name of God and call upon yourself whose name is His. Repeat His name, and all the tiny, nameless things on earth slip into right perspective. Those who call upon the name of God cannot mistake the nameless for the name, nor sin for grace, nor bodies for the Holy Son of God. And should you join a brother as you sit with him in silence and repeat God's name along with him within your quiet mind, you have what? You have established there an altar which reaches to God Himself and to His Son. Practice but this today. Repeat God's name slowly, again and still again. Become oblivious to every name but His. Hear nothing else. Let all your thoughts become anchored on His. No other words we will use except at the beginning when we say today's idea but once. And then God's name becomes our only thought, our only word, the only thing that occupies our minds, the only wish we have, the only sound with any meaning, and the only name of everything that we desire to see and of everything that we would call our own. Thus do we give an invitation which can never be refused, and God will come and answer it Himself. Think not He hears the little prayers of those who call on Him with names of idols cherished by the world. They cannot reach Him thus. He cannot hear requests that He be not Himself, or that His Son receive another name than His. Are you ready to look at me with that, what that offered you just for a moment? All you really have to say in this moment of prayer to God is, "Thy will be done." Your vain attempts to remain within your conceptual form and ask God to justify your pain in your need to get old and die as a body simply will not work. Are you listening to me with this? You're going to have to acknowledge that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Many of us have come to that realization of the enlightenment of our mind and express it entirely as a dependence on God. I will place my faith and my hope at this time and on this place, okay, as an admission that I cannot accomplish this within my own mind, that my will of self-identity has kept me from seeing the perfection at this instant that's all around me. You want to call that God's surrender? Huh? I did. I finally gave up, and in that moment of surrendering, I recognized that His will was being done all around me anyway. And in effect, what this prayer is an undoing. It's an undoing of what I thought had to be done within my own concepts. We're going to have to leave you for a moment in this prayer lesson. I hope that you're able to see the second half of this video, because it's going to continue with a new time and place that you are discovering in this meditation of a moment of the recognition of yourself. And that's what you have come to know, isn't it? Huh? Say to me, God is the mind with which I think. Yeah. That's what makes you the Son of God. Now what? Now you are thinking as God does. And in that entirety is the single name that we represent. So God goes with us wherever we go, doesn't He? Because God is that mind with which we think, and we are eternal because of His love and our love for each other. I'll see you in just a minute. God bless us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're glad you're back with us now, and the idea of this meditative technique where in this Course in Miracles you can come to know who you are. It's a systematic way of training your mind to what? Stay in God contact. Okay? In a particular sense, the vehicle of communication is what? Say prayer. Yes. We think of you as a praying animal. Everywhere you go, you use idle to find solutions to your problems of chance. Okay. The idea that something is going to happen to you, and you call on gods to protect you from that. And you play the odds of the idea that you exist in separation. Then you ask for the help of a god who cannot recognize your problem. And certainly a God that recognizes your problem can only offer you the power of your own mind to define yourself with solutions that you want. Can you hear this? And since you're not certain of what solutions you want, it's impossible to really know what you're asking for. And you ask for it anyway, and as soon as you get it, you don't want it. Then you ask again, and you don't want that, and you search for love where it's not. And you search for peace and happiness in death. And you suffer from the dichotomy that the things you love will die. And you love them until they die. And that's what hell is. This is an offering that you can escape from your own conceptual chaos of self-identity through the admission of the entirety of an alternative that must be contained within your own mind. And that this method of mind training is bringing it about. Let's read a little more now and complete this lesson soon in the idea that we call on God's name, which is a single thought of entirety contained within us. Listen. And now to the instructions. Repeat God's name, and you acknowledge Him as sole creator of reality. And you acknowledge also that His Son is part of Him, creating in His name. Sit silently, and let His name become the all-encompassing idea that holds your mind completely. Let all thoughts be still except this one. And to all other thoughts, respond with this. And see God's name replace the thousand little names you gave your thoughts, not realizing that there is one name for all there is and all there ever will be. Today, you can achieve a state in which you will experience the gift of grace. You can escape all bondage of the world and give the world the same release that you found. You can remember what the world forgot and offer it your own remembering. You can accept today the part you play in its salvation and your own as well. And both can be accomplished perfectly. I'm back just for a moment to offer you the astounding idea that most of you now who are watching this video in whatever space-time you're in have suddenly realized that this is the time and place where you will begin communication with reality. Listen. It's impossible if you begin to communicate that the world that appears to be out there will not share in your communication, because the world out there is actually only projections of your own mind in your determination to establish thought forms that justify your existent association. And they're not true. Are you with me with this? Let's try it together just for a moment. God is the mind with which I think. God is present with me now, at this time and in this place, and will show me in this instant of grace a complete wholeness that I am within my own mind. We are speaking to each other directly now, in a newfound way to communicate by direct correspondence of a single mind, in this case represented by the mind of Christ. These directions of the Course from His testament of salvation are representing in His whole mind each one of us that appeared to be separate. Now what? Now we shine on each other. Now we come through this idea of prayer to recognize that we came from a single source, out of time, and that we've come back just for a moment, and in the recognition of each other, we will share a certainty of returning to heaven that has already happened. Remember in the New Testament where Jesus says, "Where I'm going, you know," that we all are returning to where we came from originally, which was heaven. He has remembered it for you so that now we can remember it together. And this is the practice where that will be true. Listen, it doesn't have anything to do with the world at all. It has to do with the certainty it was always contained within you. The practice of this meditation allows you to go out into the world, occupy yourself with all the teachings that you thought were necessary to exist, and still maintain a contact that is consistent with the conversion of your mind. Those moments cannot not accumulate in space-time because they represent the shortening of space-time in which you previously were deciding to remain in that idea of pain and death. And it's not true. So, this idea of prayer practicing prayer wherever you go and letting that link remain despite your need to operate in the idea of exchange is what this course is. Let's finish this lesson together about the immediacy of your contact with God. Listen. Turn now to the name of God for your release, and it is given you. No prayer but this is necessary, for it holds them all within it. Words are insignificant, and all requests unneeded when God's Son calls on His Father's name. His Father's thoughts become His own. He makes His claim to all His Father gave, is giving still, and will forever give. He calls on Him to let all things He thought He made be nameless now, and in their place, the holy name of God becomes His judgment of their worthlessness. All little things are silent. Little sounds are soundless now. The little things of earth have disappeared. The universe consists of nothing but the Son of God who calls upon His Father. And His Father's voice gives answer to His Father's holy name. In this eternal, still relationship, in which communication far transcends all words and yet exceeds in depth and height whatever words could possibly convey, is peace eternal. In our Father's name, we would experience this peace today, and in His name, it shall be given us. So, this is our Course in Miracles, isn't it? This is the time and place that we have chosen together to have an experience of a direct contact with God. Let's look at it together within this the time that remains now, because remember what we looked at together? Okay. Your conceptual ideas about yourself and the solutions that you have searched for within your own objective identity actually have nothing to do with this time and place. The time and place that you will choose within your own dream to depart this place of apparent separation or loss of communication in your own mind is here and now, if you will choose it to be true. I am offering you through this mind, through my mind, which is your mind, okay, the recognition that you can share with me the certainty of this resurrection of mine, this transformation out of the form of pain and death that has given you this temporal identity. Look at me. You are not the body that you are occupying. Okay? It's time to trust just a little bit in the offering that you are being given by this resurrected mind. This is the fundamental certainty that contained within your own mind is the entirety of what everything in the universe is, and that you have been afraid of the power of your mind. I am leading you, if you let me, to that point of fear, all right, where the complete resolution will be available to you, and this is, of course, where this course will reach you, because it's a holy instant of the entirety of all of the fear that could ever represent what you think you are. And you have denied it and have been apparently successful at dying as a replacement for the certainty of what you are. Huh? There is no death. The Son of God is free. Listen to me. Swear not to die, you holy Son of God. You made a bargain that you can't keep. Does this occur to you? Everyone who comes into this world represents themselves as a necessity to die. Remember when you were little, how you questioned through the innocence of your Christhood whether that could in fact be true? Because perhaps as a 7-year-old it seemed unreasonable to you. You were told, no, you must emerge with a guilt association of a self-justification that will indicate that you are a body and that can die. And now you're faced with a complete alternative, not of this world. The question is not that. You were always faced with the alternative. The question only is whether you intend to accept it. These are the teachings, okay, of the confrontation of eternal love with the fear that you have used to hold yourself in that little valence of dark form, surrounded by a frame of fear that gave you a reflection that did not allow you to see that all around you is the light of God. The prayer that you have asked is very simply, God, show me the way. Do you think if you were sincere in the asking that he would not respond? The question is only whether you really wanted the solution, because the solution that you are being offered of the power of wholeness and love is not contained within your own conceptual self. And therein has lied your denial of this simple message. Decide with me to take the power of your mind that you have been employing in order to hold your conceptual self in the honor of death, and I'm speaking from deep certainty of my mind, as a human being who was dedicated to his country and to his family and to loving and serving and seeking through conflict to find resolution that it couldn't be found. There was an experience at the Millennium Peace Conference, the Association of Japanese that were representing some problems they're having with their children and the need for love and forgiveness. And I remembered so well within my mind the recognition of the devastation that was at the atomic bomb area in 1945, when I stood where there had been 100,000 people that were gone, and I recognized the ambivalence of, as a young Marine, of knowing that the war had not been ended because of this. There was an occurrence that I shared with a former enemy, I haven't told this story often, where I sat together with an enemy of which I knew his capacity to defend his country, having been evident to me in combat in South Pacific. I was certain of his capacity to dedicate himself entirely to the honor of his mind. And we sat together in the recognition of that power and forgave each other in the recognition of the solution we found. That was the beginning of my discovery of singularity within my own heart and mind. Can you feel that experience with me? I want you to, because at least at that time it gave me a relief in the recognition that what had been my enemy had now become my friend. That's the offering that I'm giving to you in the service of my mind to yours. If we will lay down our defenses, okay, as we no longer attack each other, the power of peace and love will emerge in us in that recognition. And that's what we're offering ourselves. As Jesus, our Savior, in this course, offers us in Chapter 31. Let's read just a little bit about the time and place that you have come to, of which he speaks in his certainty that this world is now over and gone. Listen. Let's listen then as Jesus speaks and repeat together. I am as God created me. His Son can suffer nothing, and I am his Son. And now Jesus speaks. Thus is Christ's strength invited to prevail, replacing all your weaknesses with the strength that comes from God and that can never fail. And thus are miracles as natural as fear and agony appeared to be before the choice for holiness was made. For in that choice are false distinctions gone, illusionary alternatives laid by, and nothing left to interfere with truth. Listen, you are as God created you, and so is every living thing you look upon, regardless of the images you see. What you behold as sickness and as pain, as weakness and as suffering and loss, is but temptation to perceive yourself defenseless and in hell. Yield not to this, and you will see all pain in every form, wherever it occurs, but disappear as mist before the sun. A miracle has come to heal God's Son and close the door upon his dreams of weakness, opening the way to his salvation and release. Choose once again what you would have him be, remembering that every choice you make establishes your own identity as you will see it and believe that it is. This is from Jesus. Listen, deny me not the little gift I ask, when in exchange I lay before your feet the peace of God and power to bring this peace to everyone who wanders in the world, uncertain and lonely and in constant fear. For it is given you to join with him and through the Christ in you unveil his eyes and let him look upon the Christ in him. My brothers in salvation, do not fail to hear my voice and listen to my words. I ask for nothing but your own release. There is no place for hell within a world whose loveliness can yet be so intense and so inclusive, it is but a step from there to heaven. To your tired eyes, I bring a vision of a different world, so new and clean and fresh, you will forget the pain and sorrow that you saw before. Yet this a vision is which you must share with everyone you see, for otherwise you will behold it not. To give this gift is how to make it yours. And God ordains in loving kindness that it be for you. Let us be glad that we can walk the world and find so many chances to perceive another situation where God's gift can once again be recognized as ours. And thus will all the vestiges of hell, the secret sins and hidden hates be gone, and all the loveliness which they conceal appear like lawns of heaven to our sight, to lift us high above the thorny roads we traveled on before the Christ appeared. Hear me, my brothers. Hear and join with me. God has ordained I cannot call in vain, and in his certainty I rest content. For you will hear and you will choose again, and in this choice is everyone made free. I thank you, Father, for these holy ones who are my brothers as they are your sons. My faith in them is yours. I am as sure that they will come to me as you are sure of what they are and will forever be. They will accept the gift I offer them because you gave it me on their behalf. And as I would but do your holy will, so will they choose, and I give thanks for them. Salvation's song will echo through the world with every choice that they make, for we are one in purpose, and the end of hell is near. In joyous welcome is my hand outstretched to every brother who would join with me in reaching past temptation and who looks with fixed determination toward the light that shines beyond in perfect constancy. Give me my own, for they belong to you. And can you fail in what is but your will? I give you thanks for what my brothers are. And as each one elects to join with me, the song of thanks from earth to heaven grows from tiny scattered threads of melody to one inclusive chorus from a world redeemed from hell and giving thanks to you. And now we say amen. For Christ has come to dwell in the abode that you set for him before time was in calm eternity. The journey closes. ending at the place where it began. No trace of it remains. Not one illusion is accorded faith, and not one spot of darkness still remains to hide the face of Christ from anyone. Thy will is done, complete and perfectly, and all creation recognizes you and knows you as the only source it has. Clear in your likeness does the light shine forth from everything that lives and moves in you. For we have reached where all of us are one, and we are home where you would have us be. What a joyful idea that you have allowed me the privilege of reading to you those words. There is a great deal of happiness going on in the world because of the particulars of this message from Jesus out of time that are so completely pertinent to the relief for the necessity of us to defend ourselves from the love that we are now experiencing with each other. Thank you for your forbearance of my determination to express the certainty that was revealed to me in my revelation. I want you to see with me that in that mind of bright light we now share together was the entirety of the solution in which this world has nothing whatsoever to do. Do you see this with me? The world that you are about to leave had nothing at all to do with who you really were. This is the offering that you now have been given and have accepted. And the responsibility for the giving now of your mind in the certainty, say to me, God only gives. Yeah. If you are the mind of God, all you can do now is give that certainty of yourself, and it will have nothing whatsoever to do with this world. What? You have escaped this world. You are entering into a bright new continuum of time where you will laugh at the idea that this place of sickness and pain and death and chaos could have been real. And so, at this time and place, we share that certainty, and the certainty that I represent myself in the entirety of who I am is what I have offered to you in that certainty that we share a single self. And that indeed God goes with us wherever we go. I hope I see you again in this sojourn. Many, many, now millions of us have made this discovery of alternative, that God is the mind with which we think, and that we share that single love as we declare, God bless us, everyone.